Moncrief on News Talk.
Is it all over for old-fashioned terrestrial television? New data, just released in the UK, has found that now more people watch YouTube than the BBC. Scott Bryan is a TV critic and broadcaster. Good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
This was coming anyway, was it?
It was. I mean, there were some studies last year saying that YouTube were the second most popular means of in terms of people watching content. So it was BBC first, then it was YouTube second, then it was ITV. And essentially what we've now seen, according to new data by Barb, who are very trusted, you know, they measure ratings for lots of different places. They now say that YouTube is at the top. Now, I think a reason for this has been the fact that in about 5 years ago, we would have watched YouTube through a laptop, through our phones. Now, on a lot of smart TVs, it's on the remote. And it's also pretty intuitive. This is no disrespect to my own dad, but even he can manage to make it work for him on the main TV now. And I think people are now much more accustomed to letting the algorithm choose what they want to watch through the TV, particularly that there are some really great creators who make lots of content on history to military to travel, and are able to do it on a small budget but make it very profitable for themselves. And you know, they've clearly got an audience, and that audience is growing all the time.
Yeah, and is the content that can be accessed on YouTube, which must be absolutely enormous, is it wildly different to what you might find on the BBC?
I mean, I think it is not to the program quality. I mean, the reason why TV is the way that it is just because that's how it's always been. You know, large crews, the expectation is it has to be high spec, expecting, there's been sort of changes, of course, to make it much more portable, but there is a quality. You can always tell when you're watching a show on TV, whilst with YouTube, you can always tell where something is from YouTube. So I think going forward, a lot of broadcasters are thinking, oh, we need to now capitalize and make YouTube content, but the solution isn't just to put on TV programs directly onto YouTube. Some have, like on Channel 4 in the UK, you've had shows like Gogglebox being put on wholeheartedly, whole episodes not long after it's aired. Same with classic soaps such as Coronation Street. But I think there's a mindset perhaps that TV needs to maybe make content that suits more to YouTube tastes. I think the challenge is for traditional broadcasters, including RTE, is how are they able to make content that will get viewers? Because what you're dealing with on YouTube is the algorithm, which means that it's down to personal preferences according to your history. So the prominence that you would normally have had, you could be well down the pecking order, and it's not guaranteed for you to have an instant audience. So that's the sort of challenge. And then there's also the fact that the old model, the TV model with commercial advertising, used to be incredibly lucrative. Now it's a much more competitive environment, YouTube. So you could earn actually quite a lot less.
Yeah. Commercial or public service broadcasters, if they have to pivot to chasing the algorithm on YouTube, they're also deserting what they used to do, that meaning producing programs for terrestrial broadcast.
Well, that is the big question, because I think if, let's say, we were in economically more great times, I think TV broadcasters would have the budget. But we've had years of consolidation and change because of the rise of the streaming services, but also because of a weak economy. Plus, for public service broadcasters, they've been hitting that they've been having cuts to their budget as well because of limited resources. So now they've been asked to invest potentially in YouTube. The BBC says that they will, as well as having to plug the gap with all of the existing cuts that are coming to their existing programming. So it's hard. I mean, I still think that there is an appetite still, of course, particularly on in an era where we have of so much misinformation, for there to be impartial public service broadcasting on the likes of YouTube. I think there's an audience for it. I think people do want it. The challenge is, of course, can they afford to make it?
Indeed. Scott, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Scott Bryan there, our TV critic and broadcaster himself.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.